Hey, welcome to the very first Big Fish Thoughts podcast. It's probably going to be the only one because I've absolutely no idea what I'm going to say, and frankly, I've no idea why enough I'm doing this. I've also got no idea of how I'm going to host this at all, but if you're listening to it, then I presume I've done something. It's basically just going to be a kind of audio version of my Big Fish Thoughts blog, which I'm sure you've all been very avid readers of, and probably a few other different things as well. So I guess I'm going to have to first start off just by, you know, audioizing one of my posts of iTunes and podcasts. And basically, I'm a big fan of iTunes. I hate downloading music illegally. And, you know, much to the disgust of my friends, I'm more than willing to pay for the privilege. But anyway, I use the iTunes Music Store as a good way of finding new music. You know, a 30-second sample of every song means you get, you know, a good idea of what it's like before you actually buy anything. And, you know, this week's Tune of the Week, by the way, I have to say, Under the Igloo, Silence in Space. Very good indeed. I quite like it. Anyway, I went onto iTunes this week, and, you know, they've got this brand new recommendations thing, you know, and you click through, and I've got recommendations there, Bon Jovi, Gwen Stefani. You know, where on earth have they got that from? I hate that sort of thing. Fortunately, it told me what on earth had given them the stupid notion that I may actually like Faithless. Apparently, it's because I bought the Scissor Sisters. Yeah, very similar. So anyway, I continue to browse through the recommendations based on tracks I bought well over a year ago, and have absolutely no intention of ever listening to again. And yet, I have no way to stop it making recommendations based on them. I bought Good Charlotte, for goodness sake. Why on earth I bought that? I've no idea. But anyway, it still keeps making these stupid recommendations based on it. So anyway, moving on from that. Podcasts, alright? I guess I'm doing a podcast now, so I guess that's, you know, quite linked in, so to speak. Now, I use, podcasts, yeah. Not strictly iTunes, but I do use it to download them. Currently, number one podcast is The Ricky Gervais Show. I have just noticed that it is the latest version has found its way to my iPod, you know, automatically. No idea how it gets there, but, you know. So, anyway, I subscribe to Ricky's podcast, which found its way to my iPod, which found its way to my jeans, before I found my way to the bus. And it was the ultimate test. Could I actually listen to Ricky Gervais in public without embarrassing myself? Now, you know, it's quite common for me to sit through an episode of The Office or any of his other sketches and not laugh at all. So, here we go. In short, no, I could not. Things began really well. I got about 10 minutes into the bus journey, and, you know, nothing happened, hadn't laughed or anything. And all of a sudden, you go into a toffee shop. And that was it. You kind of have to listen to it to know what it was. But, you know, it set me off. I spontaneously laughed myself in the middle of a bus. Great. So, continuing in my search for new and interesting things to blog about, or podcast, as the case may be. Why is that red? Hold on a second. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, I just had some bright red bar flashing across the screen. But anyway, everything's sorted now. Where was it? Oh, yeah, new and interesting things to talk about. I had a look on the internet, as you do, and I found octopuses, right? Apparently, I read somewhere that an octopus, well, this certain type of octopus, I think it's from Indonesia or something, curls six of its legs around on top of its head, makes itself look like a coconut, and then walks backwards on the other two. And I thought, they're making that up. So I had a look, and it's true. And they also can make themselves look like algae, and I've got this crazy little video here, which you can't see, but I can, whilst it loads. Haven't seen this before, so I don't know what's quite going to happen. Oh, look at him go! I can't describe it. It's basically an octopus that looks like a giant piece of algae that kind of runs along in a clowny sort of fashion. I'll put it on the blog, the video, so, well, link to it anyway, so you can see it, but, basically, very cool. Go Mr. Octopus. I was recently reading the BBC News website, as I often do, and I saw this headline, Schools Fail a Million Pupils. And, you know, the report goes on to quote all these schools who are missing targets and underperforming, basically. And I thought, hold on, this is all relative, surely, because, you know, if, like, you compared it to another school in, like, some other place, like Africa or somewhere like that, we're doing an awful lot better. So this whole failing a million pupils is, to be honest, pretty relative. You know, it's all relative. Yeah, it is. So, you know, I was thinking this to myself, and then all of a sudden, a few days later, reading on BBC again, as I often do, was that head teachers have rejected this, calling it naive, because it's all relative. And I was thinking, I said that. But yeah. Okay, that was like the worst story ever. Sorry about that. So next summer, I'm going to America with a friend. And, you know, obviously I've got a book about it, you know, see where we want to go. You know, we've got 4 weeks out there, so that'll be good. And I got that probably back September, October time, went round friends, you know, we looked through it. And, yeah, chose places which we wanted to go and see. So then Christmas comes along and, you know, he gives me a present. Yeah, brilliant, half thanks, mate. You know, it's wrapped up in a Waterstones bag, you know, no wrapping paper or anything, you know, as ludicrous as that. So I open it up. What is it? It's Lonely Planet USA. I've got that, surely. So, you know, I did the, you know, the nice polite thing. I said, oh, thank you very much, great, fantastic. So I've now got two copies of that sat on my shelf. Or rather, I did have until a few weeks ago, where I went back to into town, went to Waterstones, you know, I presumed he got it from Waterstones, given it was in the Waterstones bag. You know, I went, said, you know, is it possible to have a refund this? I don't have the receipt, because obviously, you know, I can't tell him that he's already got me one. I already had one, sorry. And yeah, nice lady in Waterstones says, "Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can exchange it for anything, you know, for anything in store. It's only £15 or £15.99, whatever it is. So you can exchange it for anything in that value." I said, "Oh, yeah, is it possible I can have vouchers?" No, not at all. I was like, "Okay, all right, that's fine." So yeah, there was this magic book that I wanted. I don't know if you read in the blog about me trying to get into magic and failing successfully because I was unsuccessful at getting. Yeah, anyway. So I thought, brilliant, okay, I'll get this new magic book, that'll be fantastic. I can learn all these crazy new tricks again. So, you know, I said, have you got this book? It was, Mark Wilson's Complete Course in Magic. That was one. You know, I'd heard it was quite a good way of getting into it. So she taps away on her computer and a kind of... Okay, tapping on the keyboard probably wasn't the best idea. That didn't exactly help things. So anyway, so she taps away on her keyboard. I'm not going to do the sound effect, you know, obviously, for obvious reasons. And she says, oh no, we haven't got it, but you know, there's the one just on the other side of town. They've got it. They've got one in stock. So I said, all right, okay, that's fine. I'll take it back there and, you know, exchange my Lonely Planet USA guide, which I already have, for that. So, you know, I traipsed across town, got to the other Waterstones and went to the person at the till. And I said, oh, you know, I'd like to exchange this, you know, but I don't have the receipt. She's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So I said, okay, right, I'd like Mark Wilson's Complete Course of Magic. Now, I spoke to the woman in the other shop, and she said, yeah, you've got it. So she said, oh, right, okay. And she went off looking and came back in a couple of minutes and said, no, we don't actually have it. We probably sold it today or something. I'm thinking, yeah, whatever. So she said, oh, all right, you can order it. That's fine. So, oh, brilliant, okay, I'll order it. Fantastic. You know, I can get rid of my book and we'll be done. Something, because apparently deliveries get all delayed at Christmas. And I got this phone call on my mobile saying, oh yes, brilliant, your book's in. So I went along after college one day and picked it up, and it's like this big huge book, and it's like made in the 1980s or something, so you got weird line drawings and stuff, despite the fact I think it says in the front it was made in 2001 or something. And yeah, basically I still can't do magic. I have one little pack of cards which I try to do stuff with, and I can change coins in my hand quite well. Actually, I think I mentioned I could do that before. But, you know, things are better now. Things are better. Well, they're not, actually. But I do have a new book, so that's all right. So I continue my shopping trip, you know, in town, and I go into another shop, and whilst I'm in there, it starts to rain. So, you know, I was about to leave, you know, head back to the car, go home, and, you know, it's raining outside. So I thought, oh, well, I'm going to get wet. I don't have an umbrella, I don't have a coat. What am I doing? Oh, I'm going to have to make a run for it. So, you know, I set off. My little run. And then all of a sudden I realised what I'd done. I've been stood in the middle of HMV, I turned round and ran out of the door. That could look like something suspicious, couldn't it? So I turn round, I'm getting glared at by the, you know, the security person who stood on the door. I was going, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do it. And he goes, you only didn't say anything, which is alright, because it could have been slightly embarrassing, really, if they'd have thought that I'd have stolen something, procured without purchasing. Something similar, but I hadn't, so it was all right. And I unfortunately did get wet because I had to stop in the middle of the torrential downpour that was currently going on. So that was basically the end of my shopping trip, and I think this may well be the end of my podcast as well. I don't really have anything to say. I've very nearly filled up 10-ish minutes. I think I have, pretty much. Probably when I stick a few sound effects in or something equally annoying as that, you know, I will have done. So until next time, I've no idea when the next time's going to be, unless I, you know, find something worth speaking about, so to speak. Well, obviously, so to speak, because I would be speaking. But yes, so long.